11 news, community, and more. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode, episode 140 of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy 11 news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Dooley.
This week we have two guests joining us. Number one, we have from the Remora server, we have Carlotta. Say hello.
Hello.
And from the Phoenix server, we have Ted's joining us once again.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's really good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
Okay, so this week on Pet Food Alpha, we are going to
do the same stuff that we always do.
We're going to discuss our last poll, and we're going to go over some emails, and yeah, you're right. Same thing we do every night.
Take over the world.
All right, so first, in POL news, what do we have here? Square Enix is making a game to replace Final Fantasy XI.
That's not Play Online news. Online news.
Steak regrets to inform that there is Play Online news this week.
On a side note, though, we should probably be seeing something about the March update soon, assuming there's a March update. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully we'll be hearing something either about the update
or...
I'm hoping for some Crystalline Prophecy news. The developer's blog said that they could release some stuff on that soon. So
yeah, they said that the JP button...
It was on the creator's voice.
Team. Oh, yeah.
Blog,
creator's voice.
Where they said
that
they were showing it off and that they'd be ready to show some stuff soon. I'm hoping that, like, in big, bold print, they're like, we reconsidered the story and are adding Tabnasia. That'd be cool. That'd be fantastic.
I don't know why they're not adding Tabnasia, because it doesn't... I don't...
Add Tabnasia? Like, why would you not want Tabnasia?
I don't know. When we first heard about Wings of the Goddess, the first thing you think of is Tabnasia.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways.
That's the first thing that Fusion thinks of all the time. He wakes up in the morning and thinks Tabnasia.
I mean, dreams of Tabnasia. What are you talking about?
Love it. Alright.
on to community news. Square Enix is working on a game that is said to replace Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah,
Fantasy 11?
Square Enix Holdings released some information on their budgets and stuff. Right. And with that, they released an information booklet. And one of the things that they said is that they are making a game to replace Final Fantasy 11. That's what it said, to replace Final Fantasy 11. And that's kind of got some of the communities up in a little bit of a panic.
Do they figure that we don't read those Holdings booklets?
I think the issue is that either, Square Enix is going to replace 11 and they're going to just kind of give us all the boot in a year, or, you know, it was a poor choice of words. One of the ideas is that it will, attempt to replace it as the premier MMO, which is... you know, it always brings me back to this point, because people are like, well, you know, what if they're already planning to shut it down? People have said that with, you know, the add-ons, instead of just having a bigger expansion, it looks like, you know, the game's kind of dying down, and, you know, now they're saying that replacing Final Fantasy XI with Rapture, it's not looking that good. But I think the important thing to remember is that on multiple occasions, the dev team has said that they will continue to, you know, update the game and maintain the game as long as it has a player base. The best example of this is EverQuest and EverQuest 2. When EverQuest 2 came out, a lot of people moved over from the original, and then they moved back because they absolutely hated EverQuest 2, even though it had the very cool slash pizza command.
Yes, it did.
I love that. But, you know, that's just, you know...
Best command ever.
You know, and I think it was Ganny who told me when he was talking to Sunday, and, you know, this is one of those he-said-that-he-said things, is that, you know, and I think it should be true whether or not they did say it, is that the development team is worried that Rapture will go the way of EverQuest 2, and that they'll put all this money and time into developing it, and people will try it out, but then move back to 11.
I don't know, I kind of give them the benefit of the doubt,
we'll see.
You know? Yeah, like, you know, they say they're coming out with something cool, and... You know, they're working on this and that, and I don't know, they haven't really given us anything on Rapture.
No.
So, you know, I'm not sure when they're going to be releasing
Was that rumor that that they were going to be showing it off at E3?
I was going to say E3 this year, maybe?
You know, it's been a rumor for a while, so who knows.
This could have just been maybe a bad translation.
You know, from what I understand, it does say replace.
Replace.
But, you know,
maybe it is BioShock 2 is going to replace Final Fantasy. But did you make that picture, Fusion?
Yes, I did. And it just
a bugbear.
Okay, that's not a bugbear, dude.
Dude, it totally looks like a bugbear. Look at it.
No.
It's like a bugbear with like a fishbowl.
I don't know. Maybe
it
does, maybe it with a
fishbowl. It's like a bugbear / Brimac from Gears of War.
So, well, did they mention before that Rapture was not going to replace Final Fantasy XI?
The idea behind it is that the two MMOs will coexist with each other. So really, I honestly just think it was a really poor choice of wording. You know, obviously they want their new MMO to, you know, kind of come up and hopefully take some of the popularity away from WoW and you know, make them a lot of money.
Good luck.
Yeah.
But, no, they said originally they said that Final Fantasy XI would become profitable in 5 years. So beyond that, it's just like
they're making money off of it already. And I think that's something that this information book showed. But I mean, really, they want
their shareholders to know that that they're working on something, you know, new and exciting.
They know that Final Fantasy XI has its user base, but they also know that it's probably not going to get any bigger, you know, and what was it, five, six months ago, they had Tokyo Game Show, they started doing the 14-day trials and stuff like that, and you know, that got a little bit of an increase in players, but there's really not going to be any, you know, people aren't going to wake up one day and say, I'm playing 11, and they're not going to, you know, there's not going to be this huge influx of new players.
They made new commercials in Japan for Final Fantasy XI.
Right, but
and
I mean,
so they are doing like direct marketing
with a game like this though that's been out for, you know, almost 7 years now. They can, you know, they can do that and get, you know, a couple of players here and there, but they're not going to see, you know, like thousands of players just joining one day because they have a TV commercial or something. But I think the biggest thing out of this is that they just want Rapture to succeed. They want it to be, you know, 11's been out for, you know, like I said, close to 7 years, so it's going to be on the back burner in terms of given the spotlight, because we're going to be putting all the stuff into Rapture and into this new MMO that's coming out.
Sunday should send us an email and give us some information about it so that we could help hype it up.
We could. I don't know.
I would be very happy to do that. I'd be like, dude, check this out.
I'm sure at some point we'll be involved with hyping up Rapture. It just maybe not quite yet though.
Well, yeah. If they want people, they better advertise here.
They should, yeah.
Listen, we are like free advertisement for them.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm talking like it, you know, television. Mm-hmm. You know, that little square thing in the living room that we sometimes watch.
Yeah. Actually, mine is more rectangular than square, but, you know.
Well, yeah, you're right.
I get the point. But yeah, they should use, I think they should use us more often for, even if it was just like crystalline prophecy stuff, or, you know, the new, you know, storyline things that they're putting out there. Mm-hmm. Give us some information. We will pump the hell out of it, man.
Absolutely. Seriously.
But, you know, what anyway. It kind of looks like is all the recent updates seem to have been going around trying to, you know, get new players, and since the player base seems like it's gone a little stagnant and we're not getting a large influx of new players, it's almost like they were kind of hoping and now they're a little disappointed with the reaction they got. I mean, a lot of them were good ideas, but they seem to come too late in the game.
How do you think they should do that then? How do you think they should sort of invoke an influx of new players?
I think the biggest thing that they should is to fire the guy that made like AV and Pandemonium Warden. Yeah, and I say that partially because I hate, and he came up with the Z&M system, not just because I hate those systems, but because of the negative publicity that they've gotten because of those monsters. You know, that's people are like, oh, Final Fantasy, that's the game where the developers want you to fight a monster for 18 hours. You know, that does not look good for them. No matter how you spin it, unless there's like this really hardcore guy sitting there, he's like on steroids. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do this for 18 hours, man. I got my controller, I got a backup controller, I got like Red
Bull."
Oh,
that could be a good thing, though. You could say
backup
controller.
He's got like the veins popping out of his head, like Dragon Ball Z style.
Dude, that could work for its advantage though, because you could be like in EB or something and be looking at the box for Final Fantasy XI and go, "Man, there's a monster in here that no one's ever beaten." You know, like,
but when you, if you look a little bit beyond that, though, you see that it's because, you know, this dev team refuses to tell the player base that it's exactly how to beat it, when, you know, majority of the player base is kind of, you know, under the belief that the devs just don't want us to beat it. They're just messing with us. That wouldn't want to make me buy the game under any circumstance.
We are going way off topic. We can do a whole show just on that topic, and we'll write it down for another show. But we should probably continue because we started off talking about our MMORPG to quote unquote replace Final Fantasy XI. So,
you know, E3's...
do you think that's Rapture that they were talking about?
I do think it. What was that? Ted's burping.
Pardon me.
Wow. Honestly, I just hear. But you know, it's not going to replace it in terms of canceling off 11. It's going to replace it in terms of
as
being Square Enix's MMO. You know, Final Fantasy 11 is still going to be there. People will still be playing it. If there's people playing it, Square Enix will still be working on it. But it's just going to be more of a kind of off to the side thing, and they're probably going to be focusing more on Rapture. I think is what. Was really kind of meant by that. I think it was just worded improperly.
So. Alright. Next in community news, Susan Calloway, who was the voice of the Distant Worlds track on the Distant Worlds concert CD, will be attending the Grand Rapids, Michigan concert for Distant Worlds coming up.
I read this and I was
April?
Really.
Is it April or May?
April 14th.
Yeah.
And the there's a show in Minneapolis a just a couple days before that, where Uematsu will be attending. So it's like, you know, you have Uematsu at a concert, and then a couple days later you have Susan Calloway at another one, which is that's a nice week. No, unfortunately they're not at the same one. I don't know if they'll maybe announce that later. Because, I mean, it's like, really, you know, stay in the States for a couple more days, do another concert, why not?
Right, exactly.
But yeah, ever since, you know, I got the...
Could you imagine if you were Uematsu and, like, all you had to do was just, like, fly around for free and listen to music and go walk into a building and have everybody cheering for you and just sit down?
And have everybody in the room looking at you.
Wanting to touch your hair.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch his hair.
I remember that email.
Do you remember the dude who gave us an email and said I was sitting right behind him?
Oh yeah, right.
It's like I could almost touch his hair.
Could have touched his hair.
That's a little creepy.
He would have been like, excuse me, sir. But anyways,
wow.
If you have not seen or heard the Distant Worlds concert, The CD is still out there. You can still get the CD. But if you can attend this concert, it is really, really quite good.
Yeah.
So,
Tickets, you can still get tickets for these. Last I checked, you can still get meet and greet tickets for Minneapolis, which will let you get Uematsu's autograph after the show. So if you're in that area and you have the money, do it. Absolutely. But yeah, and especially the Grand Rapids performance. I know the singer that performed at the Chicago premiere wasn't the best I've heard. But the version from the CD that they recorded is absolutely fantastic. It's my favorite version of the song.
The whole CD is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you can listen to it from beginning to end.
It's good. And, you know, also, they're saying that at the Grand Rapids performance, there's going to be a new song that they're playing that they haven't played at any of the other concerts yet. So,
Could be anything.
Who knows? I think Baroku was taking a stab and guessing that it might be, like, the Dissidia opening, since that's coming out in the summer. That might make the most sense, or, you know, maybe it'll be... Who knows?
What does Baroku know? I got nothing.
Some things, apparently. I got nothing. I can't think of anything like witty and clever to say about that, so... right. Next up, in community news...
Second part of the vocalization team part 2. Part 4?
Part 2. There was I think last week I said there were 3 parts. There's actually 4. I lied, apparently.
This still says part 2, though.
Because it's part 2, out of part 4.
Right. Out of 4.
Right.
Yep. Okay, this time the localization team is talking about how different characters talk. And the characterization of characters.
The one thing I loved is when
translating from Japanese.
They brought up the dancer Hume in the Wings of the Goddess storyline. Have you ever heard him talk? He's got like the weird kind of lisp.
Like a lisp. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were talking about just characters and the way that they talk, and everyone's like, "Oh, the dancer."
Or the Ned Flanders star.
Oh, the Ned Flanders star. Yeah.
So, let me read the quote. It says, "The job of a translator is not just to translate individual words, but take the meaning behind them and express that meaning in a way so that people who speak the target language will understand it. It's important that it doesn't feel like it's been translated at all." So, yeah. I think that's really interesting, because there are a lot of different personalities in the game. Like, each character has their own personality, not all, you know, the Taru Tarus are, you know, just have the same little cookie cutter, you know, like text that they speak.
Right.
So, good job. There's a link to the interview on the page there. You can go and check it out. It does include Steven Reinhardt.
Good old Steve.
He's the man.
He is. Next up, this also comes from JP Button. A lot of our community stuff from JP Button this week. It's a survey of Japanese players done by Michael's site, which is, if the Japanese community had premier sites, this would definitely be among them. Which is kind of, it's really interesting. It surveys a bunch of people, and it's lots of different things, from how often they play to what platform they play on.
Yeah, this is really interesting stuff. It's almost like a Japanese, what do they call that thing every year? The
census.
The census. The annual census. It kind of reminds me of that, and it goes over, like, you know, what percentage of Japanese players are male versus female, what characters they choose, you know, how long they spend online, this kind of thing.
And I think type of characters. The really surprising one to me is the amount of people that are playing on Xbox 360 versus PS3. I mean, they're both pretty small numbers, but PS3 is just a little more than half of the Xbox
360
numbers.
Rules over PS3.
Right, but I'm saying, like, the PS3 numbers aren't that far behind from the 360 numbers.
Okay, I guess that's true. Well, you got to figure, you know, someone that, you know, this game started on PS2, so, you know, I guess, you know, to, if you, you know, you were going to buy a PS3 anyway, because the Xbox isn't, like, super huge.
Well, the way that the numbers actually came out from the survey, there are about, there's the smallest amount of players on the console is PS3, then moves up to 360, and then Vista, PS2, and then XP. Vista players are about three times the amount of 360 players. PS2 players are about three times Vista players, and then XP is almost maybe 2.5 times the amount of PS2 players.
What is that? 55% of the people play on XP.
Yeah.
And then like 29.9% of the people play on PS2 still. And then like
everything else is less than 10%.
Like 9 or 8% is Vista, and then like 2% or 3% is PS3, and then like 5 or 6% is Xbox 360.
Right.
Xbox 360 isn't really huge in Japan, which may that. So, considering that fact, I guess that number is a little bit surprising. Mm-hmm. Considering the people that played on PS2, you would think once they got the PS3, they would just switch over and
well,
play on the PS3.
It depends, because you got to realize that. For PS3 to play Final Fantasy XI, it has to be a first gen PlayStation 3 system, because they stopped supporting the backwards compatibility.
Right.
And you know, if another thing too, it doesn't enhance the game at all. It still plays it like on a PS2. So you buy this new shiny system, and it still looks like crap.
Yeah, but you gotta figure, you know, the people that were buying a next gen system in Japan bought the PS3. You know, to replace their PS2, mm-hmm. So you would figure that that PS3 number would be larger.
You would think.
At least larger than the 360.
Maybe. I don't, you know, the PS3 sales are, they're getting a little better, but they're still kind of not that great. I think the most surprising thing, to me, anyway, from this, is they had a section where people could give a score to Final Fantasy XI.
Right, in percentage.
And
it was
the,
like a percentage score.
Yeah, you know, in 10, 20, 40, all the way up to 100. And the biggest one is about 26, 27%. Gave it a 60%. That's like a D.
60% says...
Your D? Like a C-minus?
60 points, or 60% says, there hasn't been much lately that makes me want to play Final Fantasy XI. Level Sync and FOV are great, but Mob of Maze Mongers was really disappointing. Nizel is always crowded. The things in-game that require lots of people are impossible for someone like me with few friends. There are too many things. It's like, quite a bit of disses. Like, 100 points says there are so many things to do, I never get tired of the game, and new people and veterans can enjoy this game, which is rare for MMORPGs. Yeah, and like 26-27% said 60 points.
Is,
so 60 is like meh.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit more than
that's
meh.
Not good that that's where the majority was. That's
points. 50 points says I've only logged in 3 times in 2008. Wow, what does 10% say? 10 points. It's not even Final Fantasy XI anymore. More like campaign featuring Final Fantasy. There isn't enough in-version updates. Did they even do anything this year?
Yeah,
I haven't been able to play much this year, but nothing that makes me feel sad about that.
Wow.
And then no one chose.
They need to hurry up with the March update and the Crystalline Prophecy. They need to get those things out.
Perhaps.
I mean, I'm hoping it's a March update. Usually we get a March update.
Yeah, and on that, we haven't really heard anything about a March update yet.
They've been...
by now, we've heard something.
Yeah, Topics has been kind of empty lately. It's like, oh, Shadow Lord giveaway through this, you know, through Square Enix members that really doesn't have anything to do with Play Online.
You want to get
We're going to post... I want that Shadow Lord statue.
Yeah, I know.
Shadow Lord statue is amazing.
go ahead and check out that survey. It's on our main site there. Survey for survey results from Japanese players. It's interesting stuff, so check it out. Next on the agenda for news, under PFA news, backed by popular demand in our PFA.
Well, it's not back, technically. It's a new.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, it's no, new.
But yes, it is.
It's not. Well, it's new, but it's the same logo that we used before.
It's slightly different.
Okay, to explain.
It doesn't say FanFest 2008 anymore, and the biscuit is tilted.
Oh. Oh.
So there.
Get out of here.
Check and mate.
Okay, so we've got the image on a new shirt in our PFA store. So check it out. Yeah. Buy t-shirts.
A lot of people were asking for that design, t-shirt. So we threw it
you
back
should.
Up there.
You should buy one in our PFA store, Tebs.
If you make one with my face on it, give him the thumbs up, I'll buy it. Same Ted's the man.
We'll see what we can
with
do.
With the sheep in the background, you mean?
Yeah.
Just get a sheep and sprite Haggis underneath it.
I can, like, ride the sheep with the...
Haggis FTW. Sure.
Yeah.
Thing. Okay. So, new shirt. Also, under PFA News, we have an updated audio page, which now includes a link to both the download and the forum section that is associated with the episode in question. So check that out. It's pretty cool. Fusion put a lot of work into it, so...
Yeah, there was three cans of Mountain Dew sacrificed themselves to make this possible, so check it out for their sakes.
Good times. Noodle salad. Next, fan favorites page.
Right. What this is, since I kind of remodeled the audio page a little bit, one thing that I think would be good to do is to add a section for... listeners, absolutely favorite episodes. You know, if people come into the site for the first time, they may say, oh, hey, maybe I want to, you know, give these guys a listen. What episodes should I listen to? I mean, this is, you know, episode 140, so there's quite a bit there. So we want to know what some of your favorites are, and we'll put them up in this section. It's a section of the forums under PFA General where you can go ahead and toss up your favorite episodes, and we'll go ahead and throw them up on the fan favorites page.
Absolutely, and there will be a link on the page on the left side under audio for fan favorites for that.
And also, while you are in the forum for that, check out, we have a poll up right now in the forums, not on the main site, in the forums. Last week I talked about a Tetramaster tournament, so I figured I'd, figured I would throw up a poll about that and see if there's people that are actually interested.
There are, though.
There's a couple people. I'm talking to some of the guys over at LBR right now, seeing if maybe they want to get their community involved with this. So please go in there, vote in the poll, and post your thoughts about it, and we'll see where it goes from there, I guess.
Okay, last time we had a poll, speaking of polls, we did the poll on the Moblin Maze Mongers, if you remember, and... out of 216 votes, which is quite a bit, I'm kind of proud of that number, 57% or 124 votes said, I do not participate in Moblin Maze Mongers.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. That's like, that's quite a bit. I didn't think that number would go up that high. 24% was the next runner-up for weapons and armor. Followed by EXP, skill-ups, and then finally Blue Mage spells.
Yeah.
It's nobody.
This was...
9 people said they go after Blue Mage
this
spells.
This was really depressing. You know, but at the same time, I think a lot of people were kind of predicting it. You know, Renner, Chocobo Circuit, and now, you know, Moblin Maze Mongers, it's all kind of fallen into the same... Yeah, it's there, it's kind of neat, but I guess I'm not going to do it. It's kind of lame, whatever.
I don't know. I think it might be better if you could access your maze once, more than once a day.
They are working on ways to do that. One of the things I think was mentioned in the PlayStation magazine interview that we talked about last week or the week before is that they're working on a way where You can kind of copy someone else's maze to use as, like, your maze for the day, I think is something that they had mentioned, if I read that right. Because you remember when they were originally talking about the system, they said that you could share your designs with other people. So I think, you know, if you take the example of the XP maze that we talked about last week, if somebody has that set up, and, you know, because Rune 108, you know, that's kind of a rare find. You have to get all six people in your party to have 108. But if one person has it, then you could essentially kind of copy that over onto your tabula just for that run and use it. That'd be kind of nice. You know, it's
I would like that.
There needs to be more done with the system. I think that's something that a lot of people will agree on. They did say that after the next update, that Moblin Mazemongers will be 90% complete. There's going to be new vouchers and runes that are added. So hopefully there's something in that. Maybe if they add more items to it that are a little easier to obtain, we'll get into that a little later.
The idea is there, and I think that if they just do some changing a little bit, that it'll make it more, you know, more liked in the community.
One of the things I think that was mentioned in that interview as well is that they want players to be able to go into it solo, and actually, you know, because starting off right off the bat, there's no way in hell that you're going to be able to solo a maze. And that's something that they had talked about originally. So they want to definitely make it easier to do that. But I think before they do that, they said that they want to look at the way that the mazes are instanced or whatever on the server side, because if they did open it up to more solo play content, that the servers would get a little more congested and it would be harder to get access into.
You would need, like, campaign mobs to help you solo a maze.
Well, it depends how you know how it's set up, how many mobs there are, you know, what level they are in relation to you, you know. You know, like, support NPCs, that'd be definitely
you
a
would
good
hardly
idea.
You would hardly get any EXP by soloing a mob, because you would have to use, like, the Tiny Warriors and...
Tiny Warriors and Peon.
Peon, yeah.
But, well, Beastmasters would be able to do it.
Yeah, Beastmasters can
match
do it.
Tough mobs.
Beastmasters.
There you go,
count.
More love for the beast.
Yeah, exactly, man. Beastmasters could solo it right now, I bet, pretty easily.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I saw a post about, they said a guaranteed way to be able to solo one is Beastmasters to do Aquans, because there are no mobs that pop up that are not charmable. Every Aquan that pops in the maze is a charmable mob, so...
You'd have to hurry, though, because you only have 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Toss a Peon Rune in there to make them a little easier, maybe.
Yeah, but then you get less experience, though.
But then you'd be able to kill them all, so...
But then...
It depends if you just want the XP, or if you want to get the XP and then, you know, maybe...
Or just say you
maybe try for
it,
some
or...
marbles and a rune at the end, if you actually want to clear it.
Right.
But...
I just need to find people in my link shield that'll go with me.
It's hard to find people that want to do it. You know, I have me and one other person. He'll jump on his level 7 bard and we'll do 2 marble runs each night. Takes a while to get anything that we want, but you know, we're at least getting some stuff done. But yeah, hopefully with the next update, you know, they'll add something that'll make this a little more usable. Because it would, you know, with this system, and I've said this over and over again. There is so much potential for a system like this.
Right,
and I really,
exactly.
really hope that it doesn't just kind of like, you know, walk off the dance floor at prom and sit with Brenner and the Chocobo circuit.
you know what? Like, when they first introduced Moblin Mazemongers, you know, it was like, it made me feel like you would make this dungeon somehow, and you would be able to charge people to use it. And, you know, people would, like, be able to, like, go
that, and... That is one impression that I got from the system initially. And again, you know, it's still not complete, as they said. Even after the next update, it won't be complete yet. So I'm sure we'll be seeing a bunch of changes, new additions, new runes, vouchers.
Fushino's probably sweating, though, you know? He's probably like, oh, damn.
Like, I suppose, like, if someone wanted to, like, copy a rune, you could just, like, sell them. Like, I'll give him 20k and I'll let you copy my experience rune.
I don't know.
Maze type thing. I don't know how mazes work at all.
I don't know how expensive it would be. You know, because right now, when you use when you actually go to trade the rune or the tabula to the hole in the ground, It's like 100, 200 gil. It's like, it was really not a lot of money. So I'm sure there might be a little bit more of a fee for you know, maybe copying, and I don't know if the other player would get the money for that or not.
Yeah, it might only be 100 or 200 gil, but when we were there at FanFest and it showed that they asked for a fee, everybody booed. Yeah. That was great.
Like, yeah. Oh no, not 100 gil. Shucks. Oh. Oh no. It's like, I bet that hole in the ground has been, they set him up. It's like, you're going to get money every time somebody trades his little book to you. And he's like, awesome, I'm going to be rich. And he's probably sitting there with, he's got like 500 gil.
Right.
So that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Okay, that's enough about Moblin Mazemongers. That's another topic.
There can never be enough of Moblin Mazemongers.
This week on PetFoodOff, we're going to do another poll. And again, the poll is right up on the left side of the page. You can go and click on it and cast your vote. Last week when we posted the episode, there became a question on whether or not PFA should use the random sound clips. Fusion, give them an example, will you?
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! Right, so little things like that. And so I was like, wow, you know, if this is going to take away from the PFA experience, then maybe we should question whether or not to use these anymore.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. So, I thought of maybe doing a poll on this, and Fusion sort of took the ball and ran with it. And this week's poll is, should sound clips be used in the podcast? Some people say yes, some people say no, it's distracting or too random, or I didn't get it, or
right,
or whatever. But we want to know what you think, because if it's taking away from it, we don't want to do it.
That'd be bad.
If you like it, we do want to do it, though. So let us know what you think about the sound clips. And in 2 weeks, we will we'll discuss the... I'm going to vote right now.
I already voted.
Remember to go out and vote.
Yeah, go out
and voting is important. Mistake.
Vote.
Currently, with my vote, 76% of a total of 68 votes say yes, PFA should use sound clips. So we'll see how that. In 2 weeks, we'll see how that goes. Alrighty, that is
it
all of the PFA news.
All right. Next up, we're gonna do Radio XI stuff a little differently. Instead of having the summaries from the past month up in the first week or so, we're actually gonna just read off the shows each week if anything new has been released. So this week for Radio XI, we have He Says, She Says, Episode 9, The Double Date. Love is in the air, and Tamtu and Soraya meet up with Iris and Iris Air to share their thoughts on the special day, sibling rivalry, proposals, songs, and confrontation. Check them out at asktomandso.com. There's also a link up on radioxi.com for their forum to download the episode, and you can listen to it in the stream now.
Good times. All right. Player achievements, Dooley.
All right, let's see what we got here. There'll be some good ones, I can feel it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, and we start off with a name. I'm going to attempt to pronounce it. It's C-A-I-G-A-E, so Cage. Well, got a Siren Fists and soloed the weapon skill Notorious Master on Red Mage. I think that's a skeleton, if I remember. Dusted off level 9 pup, bought some attachments, got to level 22 now, and hooked, keeping automaton skills capped.
Nice. See,
Blitz Mage turned 16 on the 9th.
Oh.
Cool.
So happy real birthday. Life achievement. So it says go birthday week. Got a PS3. Sadly can't play Final Fantasy 11 on it. Got scholar from 3 to 14. White mage is almost 73. Let's see. Got invited to a ZM static party when I got level 73. Awesome. Get those ZMs done. Let's see. Zeon started to do cooking. Almost to 75 now.
Wow.
Did Dynamis Sandy and Bastok. Didn't get any drops though. Okay, this guy's name is Damian Magus, but this guy's like character name is Zardin. He switched to Bahamut and got his old Zardin name back.
And all right, cool.
Got 33 on Blue Mage. I think his first character was named Zardin, and it was 75 blue, so...
Yeah, it
I
was.
I guess he's trying to reclaim that throne.
Very cool.
Oh, let's see. Teds, let's check your memory. What'd you do?
He's gonna go do that in his endgame.
Yeah.
There we go.
So skip it.
Oh, we just got skipped.
I'll be checking, too.
Teds got skipped.
Dooley's like got the checklist. He's like, alright.
I do.
Wake up, did you cover it? Yeah, I got that. Okay. Yeah, you got a C on your memory. Good job. Way to know what you did.
Jensen got 59 Ranger, Sidewinder for the win. Nice. And
I told him
Ranger
to level
body.
Beast. I told him to level beast, and he didn't listen. He's like, no, I guess
that's
I'm
the worst
beast.
Idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes,
he's horrible. This idea.
I know.
Well, congratulations, Jensen.
Congratulations, dude. Although, instead of Ranger, should be taken up Beast.
No. Just now.
Got Ranger, Body, and Legs, thanks to DJ Play School, and Team Darkness. Let's see. Moroku got Retribution. Says, go, throw your Staff of Doom.
Lol.
Shadowhand, cringe.
Oh, man. Got blue from 8 to 42 and two nights of Linkshell partying. I know, I was getting tells from him wanting me to be on Corsair. Ninja to 37 and did a cartwheel, apparently.
Get cartwheel. It's like cartwheels through the room. Yow!
And made a new forum avatar, and this forum avatar has a picture of Moroku.
What does that mean?
Mystic Boon.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The weapons
You're such a non-white mage.
I am.
I didn't know that, man.
See, there you go.
Ames, A-Y-N-S, finally got Alchemy to 92.
Almost there.
Sethanos got Thief to 51. No Rapparee Harness yet. Joey Balls got Dark from 50 to 53. Did the first two Gobby Bag quests and completed G2.
Sweet. Right. Gobby Bags for the win.
Yep.
Greedalox,
couldn't
go
live
go.
Without them.
I know.
We should be getting two more of those pretty soon, I think.
Yeah?
They said they were taking it up to 80 before looking into alternative storage methods, if I remember right.
I need to get my last one for now.
80 would be nice.
I only have 40.
100 would be better.
You know, either way, it doesn't matter how many you have because somehow it all fills up.
It's always going to be full. Yeah, uh-huh. It's always going to be full.
Let's see. Earth Digger joined an in-game shell and did Iron Jar for the first time and cleared Grimgird's chamber.
Nice.
Became the wiki suggestion forum czar.
Right.
Cool.
We will have him and the other forum czar on next week.
Next week.
So if you care about what they have to say, make sure to tune in.
Oh, there were two of them. I thought that was only for one spot.
But they picked two. They were both just so good that they had to pick both of them.
Speaking of Earth Digger, just made me remember last week we had mentioned our Valentine's Day shoutouts. And we are going to be playing that at the end of the episode this week. So keep listening, and those will be at the end here.
Okay, let's hear Snow Shadow unlocked Puppet Master.
Yeah.
Named the automaton Mushroom. I didn't know that was an option.
I didn't know, yeah.
I didn't either.
Hmm. I leveled it to 14.
Wow. Dude, are we going to do a pup static?
Well,
I'll do it if you come over to Phoenix.
What level is your pup stake?
20.
Mine's like... I would duo if you really wanted to. I would duo pup.
Mine's 30. I need to get the ranger attachment.
Should trio... pup.
Well, you're the one with the pet, Linkshell, man. Find some people and let me know. If you really want to, I will do it. Because there's no way I'm soloing that up to 20, or up to 75. No way.
Anyway, Snow Shadow also got the Mist Silk Cape, thanks to a thief I met in Ceruta named Barnd. Shout out to Barnd.
Weird.
DJ Play School says, "Sorry, my achievements were so disappointing last week."
You should be sorry. We look forward to your achievements.
Yes, we do.
Fusions aren't bad. Monk to 53.
Okay.
Cop to 5 completed and got a reppery harness.
I love that harness. That harness is.
Dude, DJ nice. Play School, man. Let's. Do you have a COP static, and can I join if so? Because I really want to finish it.
I'm sure Play School will do a pup static.
Because I am on Oryu, and I would love to beat him.
I'm on Oryu, and I would love to not be.
Yeah, it's true.
He's tough.
He is.
Oh, I'm sure if we asked a Play School, would be interested in doing that pop static with us.
Dude, let's do a pop static with Play School.
Puppy team with Play School.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
We need a new PFA mix, don't we?
We do.
Now that we have Dooley and Teela.
We need something.
We need a new one.
We'll have our people call his people.
We will. All right. So continue, Dooley.
I got a couple more here. Yep. Katie Cat got melee gloves and hose.
Nice.
And is it Etoile? Dancer hands. Etoile bangles.
With those hands.
Etoile? Is it Etoile?
Sure.
Is that how you say that?
First rule of Final Fantasy XI podcasting is you're not allowed to pronounce anything correctly. So you can pronounce it however you want.
I want to say that that's Etoile.
I
could be really, really, sure. really wrong.
Dancer hands is what we'll
dancer hands.
Makes it easy.
Dancer hands. There you go.
Good old dancer hands. I want those hands. I want the whole set.
So you don't have that. You don't have the dancer hands.
The dancer relic is like Pokemon. Got to catch them all. I want all the pieces for them.
Because apparently Katie Cat also got 66 on Dancer, so she's getting Relic at 66.
Oh, okay. You know, you gotta start sometime. I am jealous, though, I will say that. Little jealous.
And got the Cobra cap and the gloves.
Those are good.
I like the hat. I don't know, it's like...
It's like the beret, but it's different.
Isn't it like pink?
It's got the little like blue gem on it. The whole Cobra set is pretty nice for Dancer, except for the pants.
Fusion
if you're a
Max
guy.
Just dances around in his blouse, singing, "I feel pretty, oh so pretty, I feel pretty and witty and gay, and I pretty any girl who isn't me today." La 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 la. Sorry, Fusion. You got one more. You got one more, Dooley.
Are you going over everything I'm saying here, or what?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, is it Vantry? Broke 3,000 marbles. I can assume that's Moblin Maze Mongers. Where else are you going to get marbles?
I
finished getting the runes needed for the Ermine's Tale.
Poor bastard.
So,
yeah.
Good luck on getting a dagger that never drops.
Oh, no, it's much worse 37? Than that.
You have a story behind this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And that's all the achievements this week. So that'll bring us into Moblin Maze Mongers for this week.
Uh-oh.
It didn't play, dude.
No?
Nope.
That is lame.
Moblin Maze Mongers!
Damn right.
All right. This week for Moblin Maze Mongers, I'm not going to give you a tip as much as it is just a kind word of advice. Dommels in Moblin Maze Mongers will eat your face. I, too, got some of the runes needed for the Ermine's Tail maze setup. First Dommel, I'm like, hey, I'll make him a warrior. That could be fun. Lots of double attack procking. He hit for 500 damage.
Wow.
So, yeah, probably can figure out how that went. Second time around, I'm like, all right, no more. We'll take the warrior rune off. And I had a white mage rune. I'm like, all right, we'll add the white mage rune, divine magic rune. We'll see how it goes. It was, you know, he had to like banish G4, holy 2. That wasn't an issue.
Wow.
The issue was his healing breezes that cured him for about 4,000 HP.
Oh my god.
No one really died. Like, I died once. That was the only death. Like, we had a handle on it. But every time we'd get it down to like 70%, he would just be back up at 100% because he would heal himself for 4,000 HP. I don't know how people are doing these mazes. You know, all I've seen is what I'm calling evil domels from the 10th circle of hell. There's no way. There's no way you can beat these things.
4,000, huh?
Yeah, 4,000.
Now I have a question, Fusionix.
Okay, Dooley.
You say like this. You say the second one was healing for like 4,000 damage. Did the first one, the warrior one, ever use it, or was it restricted?
I don't know if he used it. We probably died too soon. The first one we were hitting. The first one we were hitting for zeros a lot. Was not a fun time. He just went in and he was like, "Hey there, I'm gonna kick your ass now." And we're like, "Oh, awesome,
okay."
Cool. The second one, we were damaging him. It was kind of slow, but, you know, we have like 30 minutes down there or something like that. You know, it would have been easy. And then he starts healing himself for, you know, 30% of his HP every like couple minutes. So yeah, we ended up just sleeping him and escaped after about 20 minutes. We're like, this is no way. So now every time I ask somebody in the link shell, I'm like, hey, anybody want to do MMM? There's always someone like Dommel. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, no, I'm good. I'm a mad scientist. People are calling me a mad scientist now in the link shell because I make these crazy mutant domels from the 10th circle of hell.
You should try Dark Knight next time.
I need a Dark Knight room though. I can only make what I have the runes for. So,
great. Right, oh, you get a domel that's emo.
I want to make a puppet master domel.
Lol domel. He doesn't get party invites.
That's why he's so angry.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, so don't try and make domels. They will eat your face. That is my MMM suggestion for the week.
Alright, that moves on into our in-game.
I hate that.
As we always start with our guest, and ladies are first.
Hey,
what have you been doing in-game?
Oh my goodness. Well, I just got invited and accepted to my first Skylink shell called Forsaken Knights, and did my first god run yesterday. And I was introduced to a chap named Kieran.
Okay.
We had 25 members, 2 white mages. Oh. I was one of the white mages.
Wow.
So we were swapping out people. They get KO'd. We'd kick them out of the alliance and find, you know, get a replacement. We were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. 2 hours. I was shaking by the end. I was going, I don't know if I could ever handle a fight longer than that. But we got it. We won. So I got that nifty little title, you know, Kieran Captivator.
Nice.
Very cool.
So I enjoy it. You know, Tuesdays and Thursdays we farm for items. So eventually I'll get my points and, you know, I'll start getting stuff from Sky. And basically that's the main thing. I've just been leveling Ranger and farming. Oh, God. I love farming. I love farming stuff. And that's about it. That's on my end.
Okay, Tads, what have you been doing in game?
I've been doing a lot. So, like, I haven't been playing lately, so I thought, like, you know, February, just, like, start getting stuff done. So, like, around my first or second day back, I, like, got invited to a merit party. But I was 72, so I didn't level sync. So, you know what I mean? Like, experience was a bit short on me. I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to get a lot. Then it was like a crazy 20k an hour party.
Nice.
I was such a leech. I was like, I was always sitting at full MP because we had a red mage and a bard. Mm-hmm. I just like haste people that didn't need it to make it look like I was doing stuff. All the cash re-raised too. So yeah, then I got level 73 and 3 from that party and then got invited to another. I think it was a level sync or something, but I got 74, so like 2 levels in 1 day.
Wow.
Which was pretty good, and so like my Imperial standing skyrocketed, so I had like 26k, so I had enough from my Wally Tarbin. I decided this morning to make a party. This bard, he was like, oh my god, I was like, party, do you need it? And then it like he obviously was on CCOM to not search to see what job it was, and it was like 74, and I was like, yes, and it was like, let's try keep auto translate function, let's try keep the members of a party close or something. I was like, it's one level. It's like, how's anyone gonna get 75 if you refuse to play with level 74 players? That hurt my feelings. And then like asked this other bard, and he's like, I just have my party flag up to decline people because I'm in a bad mood. You're evil.
I've seen that once. There was a he wasn't actually there. The bard was AFK, but he had his flag up. And his search comment was, "Lol, you think you had a bard, didn't you?" It was good.
I've been guilty of that on Corsair, except I put like Beast Summoner Pup Party only.
Oh jeez. Then you get an invite that's like five puppet masters.
I do. I did. They're like, are you serious about that? I'm like, no. I'm just trying to be a jackass.
Wow.
And have the pups against you.
You're like, yeah, Dragon Roll. All right.
I've had people ask me for Dragon Roll. I've had like in summoner groups.
I believe it. Yeah,
for the magic attack bonus thing.
Okay. What else, man?
Yeah, so it was a pretty good party. So like, used my anniversary ring in Emperor Band, like one after another. So I got like 75 pretty fast. So yay for 75!
Nice.
Yay!
I'm also kind of annoyed if it's like they're creating a new thing to replace Final Fantasy 11. It's like I've been playing the game for 3 years and I finally get a Final Fantasy. And it's like not a Final Fantasy lol. A 75. It's like we're gonna replace Final Fantasy. So, hopefully that won't happen. But yeah, so like, aim to finish up my Blue Mage then, which is 73. I was kind of sad, I had like 2 73s and no 75.
Yeah.
But yeah,
That's okay, I don't have a 75 yet either.
Well, you got White Mage up faster than I did. I was like steak for a while.
Yeah, boy. That's it?
No, not plenty more rolls.
I still see a few items here on the checklist that we need to cover.
Yes.
I've finally done 4-2 the Savage, which Stake and Fusion are apparently on, so yeah, beat that. Oh wait, you can't. Har. Okay. Yeah, I know it was a bad joke, but it's like we had 3 black mages, a paladin, summoner, red mage, and the red mage, like, So it was like would freeze all at once and then sleep when he would wake up and look to spill his stone skin. After several, like, it was like the 4th time. We done Oreo, we finally got the win. It's like everyone died. Except for me. And another guy. It was like, it's funny, like when I died. When I died, I was like at 0% HP and then the cutscene triggered and I was just like standing there.
You're dead.
I'm a DC. I was like, I'm a DC. And then, we got the win. But we tried to get it for the other guys. We had another guy needing it that we were going to switch in, but like another black mage DC'd and we just didn't have the manpower to take him down because the charles were used.
Gosh. But yeah,
it was bad. So then I had to go back and help my friends with the Minotaur fight. That went pretty smoothly. I had to go thief though because we couldn't get a drop for the key to open the gate to get to the next set of cutscenes, so I managed to pick it first time. I was like, I only had 3 scaling keys. It's like, oh gosh. but yeah, got my Wally Tarbinus, said that. Got one merit and a 10k XP buffer, so I'm getting there.
Nice.
And I've gotten accepted into ZNM shell.
Nice.
So, yeah, and Nizil things like Phil and stuff, so probably won't get anything from that. But yeah, ZNM's looking forward to it. But yeah, so that's about it.
Did he cover everything, Dooley?
I think he beat the PFA challenge.
It was fun.
Congratulations.
that was bad.
Yes.
Oh man.
It would sound better if I had like a little sign that says clap. Laws.
No one would see it though.
Well,
I'll put it on Skype.
Right.
Okay, Dooley, what have you been doing in game, man?
Pass. Okay,
pass.
That much.
Do I have that option?
Can I call a friend?
I got invited to a pop barn, which I promptly declined.
I'd like to poll the audience.
Yeah. Ask the audience, guys, what did I do this week?
On last week's show, I mentioned that I was, I believe I was 65 on my road to 66 so that I could do my Thief Matt fight. I did get 66, I believe, later that night or sometime the next day. And I proceeded to fight Matt, and he kicked my butt.
Ooh. Nope. Like he spun you around and just boom, right in the butt there?
He gave... It was kind of like that picture of the Fusion X with Layla, the...
Yeah.
The dancer.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight
like
now.
Like a real
spanking. Have memories of that coming back to me.
He had a whole fridge full of popsicles. But he kicked my butt. I opened up with like two dancing edges and got him down to 40%. And then realized that upon meleeing him, I could not hit him worth a damn. I missed so much, you know, and I loaded on some accuracy. And I used up all of my resources. I had potions and vial elixirs and all this junk. So I, you know, defeated and level 65. I went back, got my level back, attempted again 2 hours later, and failed.
Wow.
Wow.
Basically the same thing happened. I tried, but I kind of mixed up my setup a little bit, and I tried using bolts. Even with all this ranged accuracy gear, I think I had almost 50 ranged accuracy. I couldn't hit any bolts on him. I think I landed two. And I couldn't get sleep bolts to land or blind bolts or anything like that. So I was defeated again.
Don't you just need to like steal a test from him though?
Dude. No. You can only do that if it is the very first time you fight Matt. After that, you have to be.
You can only try to steal once from him?
If Matt is your first job to, you know, 66 or whatever, and you're doing, you know, the G5 on Thief, then you can steal it from him. Any additional times on any other job.
So if you already have, if you're just doing math for fun on Thief, you can't steal it.
Exactly.
I see.
Oh, that bites.
That does suck. Why? That's lame.
Well, because the reasoning I see behind it is because on your very first mat fight, you get the warp scroll. Any additional time you fight him, you don't get that warp scroll. And when you steal from Matt on Thief, what you get is the warp scroll. So.
Right.
Obviously, you can't obtain that warp scroll.
I got a warp scroll from Layla.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I got one from the dude you fight for.
You always get the... They're not going to, like, call you out to, like, quicksand caves or something and then be like, all right, you're on your own. Have fun.
Matt does that.
That'd be lame.
Matt is less forgiving than everyone else, though. So then the third time, I borrowed some gear from people, and I went in with a little... more evasion, and I macroed in some gear to like buff my two weapon skills as strong as I could, and I got him down a little bit more, and he continued to beat my butt. I used a peacock charm and everything, so I gave up. I was 65 again.
What did you fight Matt with originally?
Red Mage.
Okay.
Did you strip first?
That seems to have, like, no effect. I've tried, like, I've done math on so many jobs, stripping doesn't seem to do anything.
Oh, okay.
What about, but, like, stumbling sandals and whatnot? Does that work? Or is that a rumor? It doesn't? That sucks.
Let's see.
People are like, that's the only use for them.
Nah, skilling up pairing and stuff. But anyway, I logged off and I had gone to the work the next day, and my real-life friend Gody had logged on to my character and made this elaborate plot with everybody else to get my level back, get my testimony, and try Matt for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was stealing my testimony was a time barrier shadower outside of right outside of the temple. It's kind of like right where the Yoda jungle outpost is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I know.
So I would, like, just run out there, try to steal and warp back if I failed. While they were out there, the NM for the resentment cape popped, and they had gotten it and they dropped it in my inventory. So I came home to having a resentment cape.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet. It's a nice cape. Anyway, Gody attempted Matt and failed as well. And, you know, he was so angry about it, he had home pointed, so I lost like 2k on my fee.
No! Man.
So finally, like Friday night, I came home and I'm like, all right, I'm going to beat his ass. This past week, I had leveled to 68 as per my plan to wear the harp, which is a dagger with like 12 to 15 more base damage than the dagger I was previously using. It was a big jump.
Yeah.
And I had evisceration that I'd like quested from another job. So I used evisceration to dancing edge when I'd gone in there and did distortion. And my accuracy was a little bit better, and I beat him after using all of my resources.
Wow.
I was down to about 127 HP, and I thought he gave about 20%.
Nice.
So, sweet. Even with two levels, a better, like, base damage weapon and new gear, it was still a very close fight.
Wow.
And that was pretty much all I've done. I've picked up Monk, and I've gotten it from 47 to 51, and...
How do you like Monk?
By next week, I'll be... I hate it.
Really?
Oh,
why?
That quick of a response. Yes, I hate it. It is boring. Some people like Monk. I can't stand it. I engage the mob and, like, go make a sandwich or something, you know?
Well, this is coming from a level 75 red mage, right?
Level 75, like, 75. Half the jobs in the game.
You can't do something like do red mage to level 75 and then do, like, you know, monk. It's just like, you know, your responsibility is so low as a monk. It's just like,
I've been leveling and, like, watching episodes of, like, Gundam Wing on YouTube. I've been that bored.
Dude, you know, you hit that.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But you know you're bored when Gundam Wing on YouTube.
5-10 minutes ago, I got level 51, so that's where I stand at the moment. I've already got my monk testimony, too, from farming the other day. So.
I got a couple of those.
So, how many more do you have before you get your monk's cup?
5. I am now down to monk, bard, black mage, summoner, and white mage.
Ooh, it's all the mage jobs.
Hey.
I'm not that I'm saying I don't like people that play mage jobs. I just not a particular fan of mage jobs. Really, the only way that I would level any of those, really, white mage is kind of like the hub for all that, because you need it as a sub job for most of that stuff. That'll, you know, that kind of changed a little bit with scholar, but like the only way I would do bard, and then maybe summoner if they introduced a fat chocobo avatar.
Dude, fat chocobo would be so.
And it lands
so
right on
man. Or just something so, like, out there, like Bismarck. I would totally level it and just summon a giant whale to, like, fall down on Kieran or something.
That'd
be good. Or, like, Bismarck uses blowhole attack. That'd be cool. I'd do that. That'd be good.
Yeah. When I beat Matt, lots of profanity ensued in the Skype. Like,
yes,
chat.
What is he sitting there? Dooley comes in. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's like, I lost again.
Yeah.
And he'll come back a couple hours later.
So did you win?
That cheating bastard.
Yeah. So eventually.
Yeah, I eventually won, yeah.
Oh my god.
One out of four. One out of three, but then, you know, I count the one that Goaty had failed on, too.
Right.
Fusion X.
What?
What have you been in game, dude?
Tried camping Charby a couple times for nice. My joy use. That didn't really work. I actually.
What do you need a joy use for?
For my Dancer.
For Dancer?
It's the only multi-hit weapon they get.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hopefully they change that in the future. That's pretty lame. Joy use is such a pain in the butt to camp, man. It's
horrible. Mercurial, Chris?
No, man. We don't get any, like, the only good dagger we have is, like, Azoth, and then it's, like, Behemoth Knife. Like, that's pretty much it.
Ermine's too.
I'm trying. I'm a little reluctant to try it again now, but one of these days, that'd be nice for the evasion, for sure. But yeah, so did that a little bit. Did some Limbus, did some Dynamis. I had class on Wednesday night when we have Dynamis scheduled, so I only got the second half. I came home through half of it. And I guess Dancer had dropped earlier, which was, it was Bastok, so it was the headpiece, so I was pretty jealous of that. But hopefully, you know, I'll see that again soon, because that is a great piece.
Isn't that Waltz Potency?
Waltz Potency, yeah.
Ooh.
I know. I was hurting a little bit, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been, because the other Dancer in the shell was there, so at least it went to a Dancer. Like, it wasn't just, oh, hey, free lot for my mannequin, you know? Like, it'll actually be put to use. So that's okay. Besides that, I'm going to attempt to do some gardening.
Really?
I don't know how that'll go. I figured, you know, I'm online every day. Might as well try and, like, maybe grow some ores or something. I'm just starting off with some saplings right now to see if I can actually, you know, grow them successfully without
the
all of
them. Tree saplings?
Dying. Yeah.
Trying to turn them into cuttings or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going for?
Right.
That's like, that takes like 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, it's not a short process,
that's one of the long ones. You should have started off with something smaller.
Oh, I figure if I do that right and get some cuttings, then I can work on some ores. So we'll see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what did I do this week? I saw some pretty cool. Last week before we talked about the My Life and Vanadiel blog, kind of switching over into The Grind, their MMO blog over there in 1UP, and we got a shout-out from Milky.
Did we really?
Yeah, the first sentence of his last post was, first of all, before I begin, I just want to give a shout-out to Petfood Alpha, you know why, and keep up the good work.
Nice, dude.
Wow.
That was kind of cool.
That is cool.
But, other than that, that's pretty much it. And, you know, dying from evil Domels from the 10th Circle of Hell.
I didn't do anything this week again. Yes. Still, doing the job search thing.
Yeah.
So, hopefully I'll have a little bit more luck this week than I did, last week. But, it takes a lot of time, and then by the time I'm done with all that, it's like I come home and I'm just exhausted. So, but anyways, that's me. Maybe I'll get in this week, I don't know. I've been thinking sort of back and forth, thinking maybe I should, you know, suspend my account for a month. Yeah. But
gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so, on to our emails, shall we?
Let's.
Alright.
That would be splendid.
First email comes from... I don't know. Do I know who this is?
It should...
Oh, yes, it's Menlo. formerly of the Diablo server, says, "Hey guys, I love the show. I've been aching to return to Vanadil lately, but I was wondering if it's still noob friendly, and if frankly it's worth returning to. I've been seeing rumors that Square Enix is developing a new MMORPG or possible sequel to Final Fantasy XI. Alas, I am at a dilemma. I don't know whether to wait for this mysterious new MMORPG to release, or come back to Vanadil and become the awe-inspiring samurai I once was."
As far as Vanadil being more noob-friendly, I think this is something that Milky had talked about either in his more recent article on the grind or the one before that. He says, you know, now is, you know, a better time than ever to get into the game. There's level sync, there's Fields of Valor, there's a lot of stuff that makes it a lot easier for newer people to come in and start playing. So, you know, if you played the game and you liked it, you know, come back. There's even more to do now, and it'll be a little easier to level up. In terms of rumors of Square Enix developing a new MMO, that's actually a fact. It was announced a couple of years ago. We just haven't heard anything else about it since then. If you played the game and you enjoyed it, go ahead and come back in.
Absolutely. I would say come back in, because it's still going to be a while.
Yeah. It's definitely more noob-friendly than ever.
Yep.
Next email comes from Meat Tanka from the Leviathan server. Yep. "Dear PFA crew, I'm a longtime listener to your podcast after hearing about it from LBR back when they were in their infancy stage. I enjoy your show very much, listening to every episode at least 3 times."
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
That is...
That's more than once. That's kind
of
weird.
That's a lot of fusion.
Oh, hey, now.
You say it word for word.
It says, "PFA makes a 12-hour third shift job go by faster, and I'm eternally grateful for that. Recently, I was looking into doing some BCNM runs for Peacock Charms for my LS members. I had heard that Ninja is a good job to take to the under observation fight. I loaded up with all my elemental and enfeeble tools. My 2 Black Mage friends and I went into this fight and got owned in like 40 seconds. I back-tanked the Sobbing Eye, enfeebled it, and spammed my knee spells. I managed to get mine to about 75% in that 40-second massacre, and the Compound Eyes got my friends down to 0% in 30 seconds. So, is this a legitimate strategy, or would two ninjas and a red mage be better? I know everyone says that 3 black mages, but... there's a lack of them in my link shell, and as a Galka leveling black mage, might be a last resort for me. Although, with Fields of Valor made leveling from 10 to 15 pretty easy, and I got to avoid the embarrassment of getting all the /points/laughs from passersby. Thanks for your time. Signed, Meat Tanka. 75 Nin, 75 Core, 15 Black Mage Law."
That's an awesome name.
best setup for under observation.
Oh, here we go.
Three Beastmasters. I'm telling you, dude. 3 Beastmasters. I mean, 2 ninjas and a red mage, I heard, works good.
I don't 2 ninjas and a red mage.
I've also heard blue mages instead of ninjas can work. There you go.
Dude, I'm telling you, 3 Beastmasters can farm under observation. It's so easy. You just have one of the Beastmasters use a tiger and kite 2 of the mobs as the other 2 beasts take down the first, you know, the little eye. There's 2 little eyes and a big one, big eye thing. So the beast...
Is that the technical term? The big eye thing?
The sobbing eye? I don't remember if it's the sobbing eyes or the compound eyes.
Let's just stick with big eye thing. I think that sounds good.
So the one Beastmaster kites the 2 around while the 2 Beastmasters fight the little one. And then once that one's dead, the kiter flies by the other two, and then you take the other little one down, and then all three Beastmasters take the big one down, and it's so simple. It's ridiculous how easy it is. Unfortunately, the Peacock Charm in that BCNM is really rare. Very, very rare. So you might go 1 for 20 or 1 for 50 on that thing. It's pretty ridiculous.
No, like it is a rare drop, but it's better than Camp and Argus, so...
Yeah, it is, because Argus is like, what, a 24-hour mob?
And that can also be... what is it? Leech King?
Leech King
can spawn instead of it. It's a stupid NM. It is. It really is. Or you might get lucky and find it in Nizel and get a good appraisal. Who knows? But,
Can you get a PCC from appraisal in Nizel?
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. You can get, like, leaping boots and stuff.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if Charby is in Nizel. That'd be nice.
I doubt it.
But, yeah.
No, I haven't seen him.
That'd be way too awesome.
That would be way, way too awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if Square Enix is that cool.
You know what? As far as the Galka thing is concerned, Galkas make great Beastmasters. So, that's all
Galka
I have to
Beastmaster
say.
Galka Beastmaster and Puppet Master on my link shell.
Galka Beastmasters rule.
Lol, Galka Puppet Master. Oh, man.
Anyways. Next email comes from Zemenda Prime, or Zemi. Greetings again, PFA. Thanks to Stig for the shout-out a couple weeks ago. Even though you butchered my name, lol. I know my email was long. And with the slew of other emails you got, well, I can understand why you didn't get to mine. I have a question about how long a night or weekly you all spend online, not including muling, but actual playtime. My first introduction to this game was through hubby Paul Bunyan, and I was a gaming widow for a bit while he leveled in Thief and various other jobs, and I stared at the back of his head.
That's always fun to do.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, gaming widow is a term used for wives of people who spend a lot of their time playing MMORPGs and don't spend any time with them.
Yep.
Kind of funny, actually. But anyways, it's not funny. It's funny to me. It's
wow. Funny to me.
It's terrible. It's a terrible trick.
Oh my gosh, it's terrible. Oh, it's so bad. Okay. She says, I thought at the time I was being more than fair in asking him to spend no more than 2 hours online. He would complain that it just wasn't possible to get anything done in only 2 hours, at lower levels anyway. I decided to go out and get myself a gaming box and join him in-game and see if it was worth it. If you can't beat him, join him, right? And how true it was when I discovered it for myself. So, to make a long question short, before you joined Nizel Statics and Dynamis Shells, how long did you spend online playing? Thanks, guys. Have a fantastic week. Signed, Zemenda Prime. P.S. Big shout out to Evil Evocation X, the link shell of choice. Felis Leader, you're the best, man.
I think my answer for how much time I spend is probably more than I should.
Yeah.
I agree.
My wife probably did the same thing. Insane. 2 hours is long enough, you know. If, but it's true. It's really not.
If I'm not at class or I'm not sleeping, I'm either in 11 or I'm looking for stuff to post on the website with 11 running in the background. So,
how long would you say Fusion you spend online in a week?
In a week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I don't know. I'd probably say at least 8 hours a day.
So 40 hours a week, or more than that.
I mean, like I said, you know, I'll wake up, I'll log in, check my delivery box or whatever, go to class, come back, and I'll just be online. Whether I'm doing or anything or not, you know, depends on the day and what I got going on, but I'm, you know, usually online.
It's true. I've seen it.
It's true.
I saw him.
He was online, and he was on my friend list.
Okay, what's the most you've ever spent online?
Oh, God.
When we've done the marathon, 24 hours.
Yeah, uh-huh, 24 yep. hours.
Oh, man. Well, I wanted to be online for 24 hours. There was an issue of Ethernet port availability in the studio. I actually ran a cord out to the hallway to get my computer hotline. So I wasn't online for the 24 hours. I don't know if I'd ever do 24 hours again. I was hurting after
I've
that.
I've done 24 hours before.
Yeah, Extra Life was a little rough.
There is, you know, I do play a lot, but there is still that point where I'm like, hey, I should probably get some sleep.
Yeah.
That might
I did
be good.
24 hours once shortly after Atargon was released. I started about 5 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night. And played all the way through Saturday.
Oh, man.
All the way through Saturday. Probably about 5 p.m., 5:30 p.m. I was like, dude, I need some food and I need to go away from this.
This is cool. You just like sit down and just start doing stuff, and then you like look at the time and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we were all, you know, like exploring like the Atargon areas, you know? It's like, you know, unlocking Puppet Master, unlocking Blue Mage, and...
And the Atargon launch was probably, like, one of the most memorable things that I've ever done in the game.
I remember,
just sitting there in Mara waiting for the expansion to get activated, and they're like, you gotta do a quest, and you're like, damn it.
I have a picture of, like, what it looked like on the dock on Kujata.
Yeah,
when it was released.
So many people
just
on that,
like,
boat.
So many
oh my
people,
god.
Oh my gosh.
It was good.
Yes.
And then, like, waves came out.
I was in the dunes helping somebody, I don't remember if it was my wife or who it was, helping somebody get the items that you needed to do the quest to get to Atargon.
Mm. You stole them from her.
When they said that they were going to be releasing it shortly, opening it up.
Yeah. Good times.
All right, we should go into our next email. Next email comes from Snow Shadow, who we all know is from the Carbuncle server. She says, Hi, PFA crew. I hope you've all been having a great week as always, and that you can answer a question that's been floating in my mind for a while. I started to level Pup at level 12 at the moment, and I was wondering, why is it so quote-unquote lull? My puppet does a decent amount, and I can get twice as much experience points if I fight something while it fights a different mob. With all the attachments, my automaton can be really helpful, and has often saved me from dying through tough mobs. I've also heard of mage automatons doing spells that cause 1.7k of damage. Why do you think that the community is being so negative about the pup job? I think it's better than most people think. Have a great week and keep up the wonderful work. Signed, Snow Shadow.
I hear this question a lot from people who start like leveling Pup. And Puppet Master's insanely broken at low levels. But like as you start leveling a little bit higher, it seems like it starts to lose some of that. Soloing XP starts getting really slow, especially when you can't kill things over like maybe even match decent challenge at most, and the end game uses are rather limited compared to other jobs. I'm not going to say it's useless or anything, but sometimes you're better off, like, if you're focusing on one thing, you're probably better off on another job.
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as end game goes, it's like, you know, you get the black mage, get the mage frame with the black mage head, and that's it. That's your job. It's just kind of let it sit there and nuke. Like, really, that's from what I've seen, that's all that's really available to Puppet Master endgame-wise. But, you know, every job has things that they can do, whether it's necessarily better than another job. In this case, obviously, you know, I'm sure a fully leveled, you know, level 75 Black Mage would do more than an automaton. But, you know, there's always that one thing that one job can do either really well or just as well as another job, and it's just a matter of and I think with the newer jobs it's a matter of finding a group or a link shell that will just let that person kind of explore the possibilities a little more, because a lot of people will say, oh, pup, no, we don't want it. well, have you tried it before? You know, have you tried different things with Puppet Masters? And, you know.
And the answer is probably no, but.
Right.
Find yourself a pet link shell and you will be surprised. Like, I don't know. Like, we do all kinds of stuff with our with the pups in our link shell.
Fusion, you were talking about the Black Mage puppet earlier. Didn't you have... You told me something earlier that kind of surprised me about the Black Mage puppet.
Oh, the COP bit?
Yeah.
There was a friend of mine in the link shell. Actually, was I think it was the dancer that got the relic piece in Bestock, but he was on... Is it 883?
83, yeah.
I think is the pot VC up in C. And two puppet masters duoed it for him. And I guess what they did is they had their mage frames out. They would nuke the pot and then they would deactivate the automaton and there wouldn't be any hate for it. And so they just duoed the VC like this, and I guess it worked out pretty well.
Ooh, that takes a long time to...
The pod VC, though, that can be kind of a big pain in the butt, though.
Oh, yeah.
So
reactivate... What's the recast on the activate, though?
If they took no damage,
you,
it's
if you...
Oh,
yeah, if you,
okay.
If you dismiss
like
the...
So,
right, if you dismiss the
so
pet...
So nuke, dismiss...
Right.
Huh. Was it always like that?
Yeah.
With the pop didn't take damage and you could...
If you dismiss a pet at full HP... You can recall it right away.
Not a beast.
Well, because you have jugs and you have charm stuff with Dragoon and a Puppet Master, where there's actually a timer to get pets.
Right.
That's how it works. So.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
That blows my mind, and I wouldn't say it takes too long of a time because they don't have a whole lot of HP. I mean, if you go in there as Samurai, you demolish them. It's just the fact that there's four pots and they're
right.
Their casting is rather nasty, and if you have ever fought a pot before, their TP moves aren't very nice either. Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, like I said, each job has its use. It's just a matter of, you know, finding a group that's letting, you know, that's willing to let people explore that, so.
True, what? True. Alright, next email comes from DJ Play School.
I know that guy.
The title of the email is called My Take on the Galka Noise.
Uh-oh.
It says, the only thing that I can fathom the Galka Noise being is a ki-ai. These are shouts uttered during any of the various fighting and martial arts, during the execution of certain moves, or intentionally as some part of kata, you give a shout. The purposes are varied, and to some, even mysterious, the term can be translated to union of spirit, as it encompasses the combination of powers, internal and external. Breathing control, intimidation, focus, disturbance of opponent, etc. are all uses of a ki-ai. Now, on the subject of spelling it, since quote-unquote Galka Noise describes in writing as some variation of a ki-ai, I'd venture to say that it can be that you can call it onomatopoeia, since we are attempting to describe an abstract sound. There is technically no right or wrong way to spell it, as long as in reading the target effect is mimicked with some accuracy. Personally, quote-unquote Galka Noise will suffice. Signed, DJ Play School. P.S. Whose colibri do I have to pull to get back on the show?
That sounds weird.
It does.
I don't know why we would have colibri and why we would want them pulled. Or
because
what would happen as a result
with
of them?
Pinatas.
Apparently. Is there candy in them? Like, can I bash one with a club and have candy pour out of
crystals?
It?
That would be wonderful.
We could steal their food now.
Oh man!
Yeah, you should beat them up, and they should be like full of all the
bird
food
takes your food. You like that, you that, club like, him in the head and like rip open his gut and like take it back.
a little graphic.
Yeah, we'll get it back on the show. I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That is all of the emails this week. Next week we will have an all-out roundtable discussion, and then the following week we'll discuss this week's poll. But unless you guys have anything else, Carletta, do you want to do any shout-outs?
Oh, yes, I sure do, Steak.
All right.
I want to give a shout-out to the Angels of Anarchy Link Shell. That's the new Link Shell I'm on. And as well as Midnight Rain, Dromedary, and of course, from the other side, Link Shell that merged with them, Dagda and Elion and Engine Joe, Zaretta. And if I forget anybody, please forgive me. People on the vent... I guess it is a server. The vent place I'm on, Yolati and Teo and Katama and Valkyra. And I think that's about it that I can remember offhand.
There's more. She's just forgetting some people.
Yeah, I'm old. I'm old. I forget.
Teds, what about you? Got any shout-outs?
I'll have a shout-out again to the Mystic Styles Link show. I'm probably just shout out to the 75 Pup and Beast Galka, Hakodoshi. He's pretty awesome, he helped me skill up once. Shout out to Drazan and Lamont. They're okay.
Yeah, shout out to Drazan and Lamont, for sure.
Anyone else? No, I don't care about anyone else. I'm kidding. Shout out to everyone I did not say.
Alright, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Send us a line with your comments, questions, etc., and we will read them on the show if you so desire. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our poll on the left-hand side of the page and let us know if we should or should not be using sound clips on the podcast.
And also, make sure to check us out. We have our own VannaChat channel. IRC chat, that's at vannachat.com, or you can click on the link on the website. Also check out radioxi.com for some pretty cool remixes and other
music.
11 podcasts.
And the Spoonie Bards are on Radio XI now, so good times, noodle salad with that. Thank you very much for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
See ya.
Good night.
Pet Food Alpha!
This is Simplari of the Pandemonium server. I want to call and make a shout-out to LS's Summoning Circle, my Anhiriar show. Love you guys. Great on Odin Times 2. Awesome. And Ruin Nation, thanks for making home during the day. Thank you, and have a happy Valentine's Day. Chill.
Hey, this is Carletta from the Remora server, and I like to send a lot of Valentine wishes. Well, first off, we go to Steak. How you doing? But don't hurt me, Mrs. Steak. Anyway, Fusion and Dooley. I also like to send shout-outs and wishes to Katama and his son Teo. We got Dagda and Elion and Power Gamer X, Jensen and Fryce and Davy Jones, including Ridley, Quan Dragon, Davidius, Dizier, and Gotek, Jopper Bond, Mark Knight, Derzerb, Engine Joe, Zayoyan, Fabrizio, and also a special shout out to you, Edwith. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, and y'all take care. Bye bye.
Hey, Pet Food Alpha crew, this is Moonwick from the Gate Sith server. I want to give a shout out to Babby. Her actual name is Bab Ryle. She's been a very inspirational person that I want to give out to, and we're going to possibly go to the Distant Worlds concert. Just wish that we will financially make it during that time in April 17th. Anyway, I just want to give a shout out to her, saying that I care for her so much. She's a great friend, and I thank you for helping me out during the hard times when I was going through my separation from my wife. But in spite of that, she's a great friend, and I just want to give her a big, big shout out for her. Thank you. Bye bye.
Howdy, PFA. This is Galka White Mage Crunks from the world of Hades. I'd like to give a Valentine's shout out to Man Mithra, Ranger, and Samurai Ayla, also from Hades. Ayla got me into this game years ago, and to this day completely refuses to marry me in the game. So, Ayla, will you marry me in Final Fantasy XI Online? I promise to stop violating your mules and taking screenshots of it. And I know our link shell would get a kick out of it, so do it. Do it.
Hey, this is, Taru Taru, formerly known as Mognite from the Carbuncle server. Pretty sure some of you guys know who I am. I want to give a Valentine's shout out to my love, the Seth, who, also got banned from, this whole, savage duping shenanigans that have occurred. You know, in the midst of all things, I went into FF11 and I found the Seth. And after everything, I would leave FF11 with the Seth, so I'm pretty happy about that. You know, I didn't really lose a lot of things when I got banned, so I'm happy. Found my true love. Life is good. So, I want to give a shout out to all the PFA peeps that I met over at FanFest, Dake, Fusion X, and especially Chinchilla. And all the people in the Downright Fierce Link show. Keep going strong, even though we're not there. We're there in spirit, so I guess that's it.
Hey, this is Moshi from the Phoenix Sovom, and I just wanted to give a shout out to my love, Heather Osayui. I just want to say I love you and happy Valentine's Day, and I want to say congratulations on all 4-year anniversary. I also want to give a shout out to my link show mates Day, Lish, Taggy, Smee, and Tanko, and say I love you guys, and we have the best LS on Phoenix. Alright, see you later.
Hey, this is Solaris from the server Remora. I'd like to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Heldonta. And I'm just saying I love you, and I'll see you in game.
This is Earth Digger from the Unicorn server. Just want to wish all the ladies of Unicorn a happy Valentine's Day.
Hey everyone, this is Stake. I wanted to give 10 Valentine's Day shoutouts to our very own Tila. Also wanted to give a shout out to the rest of the PFA crew. Without you guys, the show would not be possible, so thanks for your support. Also, thanks to all the listeners. You guys are amazing. You create a really great community, and I'm really, really proud to be a part of it. So, happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and we'll see you later.